Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, the finance chief reaffirms no change in stance to act as appropriate over yen, and ABI commits to premium finance principles for managing monthly motor costs. Plus, we have Q4 results from Bajaj Finance, Nestle, Tech Mahindra, and 41 other companies. Stay tuned to hear what they announce. And later, the co-founders of Stripe reveal their plans to build software-defined financial services. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with news from Japan, where the yen has slipped past 155 to the US dollar. However, Finance Minister Shunichi Suzuki says there is no change in the government's stance that it will act appropriately to address the weakening currency. For more on this, let's bring in our correspondent. What exactly did Suzuki say about the government's position?
Suzuki reiterated in Parliament that the government is closely monitoring developments in the currency market. He declined to provide further details, but emphasized that there is no change in their resolve to respond appropriately based on market conditions. Suzuki has repeatedly issued verbal warnings about the yen's volatility and threatened to take action without ruling out any options.
And how does this compare to the government's previous statements on the yen?
Well, Suzuki's latest comments don't suggest a significant change in tone. Just days ago, he said conditions were being set for appropriate action, without elaborating. It's important to remember that Japan did step into the currency market to arrest the yen's sharp drop back in late 2022. So intervention is certainly on the table if deemed necessary.
What are some of the key factors driving the yen's depreciation against the dollar?
A major factor is the wide interest rate gap between Japan and the United States. The Bank of Japan only raised rates for the first time in 17 years last month, and it's not expected to rapidly push rates much higher. The central bank has underscored the need to maintain accommodative financial conditions in Japan. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Reserve is now anticipated to cut rates later than initially thought, which is boosting the dollar further.
And what are the potential economic implications of a weaker yen for Japan?
A weak yen inflates import costs, which contributes to higher inflation in Japan. So it puts additional pressure on businesses and consumers who are already grappling with elevated prices. At the same time, a softer currency does make Japanese exports more competitive in global markets. But the government seems more concerned about the overall economic stability and impact on citizens at this point.
Thank you for the update on Japan's currency situation. While officials are closely monitoring the yen, let's shift gears to the latest in corporate earnings. Apart from the major companies reporting today, investors will also be keeping a close eye on results from 37 other firms. Here with more details is our Simply Finance correspondent. What are some of the key companies and numbers to watch?
A few notable companies reporting today include Bajaj Finance, Nestle India, and Tech Mahindra. For Bajaj Finance, a leading non-bank financial company, analysts are expecting healthy growth of up to 22% in net profit and 30% in net interest income compared to the same quarter last year. The company's assets under management have been growing steadily, and margins are expected to remain stable.
Shifting to the consumer goods sector, what's the outlook for Nestle India's results?
Nestle India is projected to post a strong 17% jump in net profit, reaching around 867 crore rupees, driven by favorable raw material prices, price hikes on their products, and the rollout of new product offerings. Revenue is also expected to grow over 7% year-on-year to 5,174 crore rupees for the first quarter.
On the technology front, Tech Mahindra is one of the major IT services companies reporting results. How are they expected to fare in a challenging macro environment?
Tech Mahindra is bracing for another muted quarter, as uncertain economic conditions and pullbacks in tech spending weigh on the sector. Analysts estimate the company's net profit could fall by as much as 40% compared to the same period last year. Revenue is also projected to decline in the 3-5% range year over year in rupee terms, with constant currency revenue growth coming in around negative 1.4%.
Thank you for that rundown of the key earnings reports to monitor. Shifting gears, Stripe, the online payments giant, is expanding its ambitions beyond just enabling online transactions. At its annual user conference, the company announced it is building what it calls software-defined financial services. Here with more details is our Simply Finance correspondent. So what exactly does Stripe mean by software-defined financial services?
Stripe's co-founders, Patrick and John Collison, explained that over the years, their customers have been asking for features beyond just accepting payments online. Businesses wanted Stripe's help with things like automating driver payouts, building spending accounts, issuing corporate cards, and even lending to doctors' clinics. The Collisons realized that what businesses really want is a way to make money programmable in real time with rich data insights powered by machine learning. That's the vision behind Stripe's push into software-defined financial services.
It sounds like Stripe is trying to become a one-stop shop for businesses' financial needs. What new features did they announce to support this expansion?
Stripe announced over 50 new features at the conference. Some highlights include AI-powered tools to increase checkout conversion, boost authorization rates, and prevent fraud. They also upgraded Stripe Connect to make it easier for platforms to embed financial services. And they are improving interoperability so businesses can adopt Stripe products while still processing payments through other providers. The goal is to create a unified layer that ties together the existing financial ecosystem.
Stripe has come a long way since its early days as an online payments processor. Can you put their growth into perspective for us?
Absolutely. In March, Stripe reported that it surpassed $1 trillion in total payment volume in 2023. To put that in context, that means businesses running on Stripe accounted for about 1% of global GDP. And that trillion-dollar milestone represented a 25% increase from the previous year. So Stripe is not just getting bigger, it's still growing at an impressive rate for a company of its size.
With that kind of scale, it's no wonder Stripe is looking to expand its scope. The Collison brothers said Stripe's mission is to grow the GDP of the internet. What's their strategy for achieving that?
Patrick Collison said they look for common patterns across Stripe's global ecosystem and hunt for important new use cases, even when they're just emerging. They also listen closely to the needs of their customers, who tend to be some of the most innovative companies in the world. By identifying those needs early and building solutions, Stripe hopes to lay the foundation for a lot more economic activity to move online.
It will be interesting to see how Stripe's push into software-defined financial services plays out. The company is certainly well-positioned to make a big impact, given its scale and close relationships with many online businesses. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.